It's a Saturday afternoon in early September and BC Conservative leader John Rusted has just spoken to about 200 supporters packed into the Cobble Hill Farmers Institute main hall and spent close to an hour afterward posing for photos. It's a far cry from 2 years ago, when the Nechako Lakes Independent MLA didn't have much of a profile, never mind an audience. Now, having resurrected the BC Conservatives to take on the governing NDP, he's on the road every day, crisscrossing the province and building momentum in 93 ridings. "I haven't taken a holiday in 2.5 years, other than 4 days of Christmas," he said. It was Rusted's 59th birthday on August 18, 2022, when he was fired by then BC Liberal leader Kevin Falcon for questioning the role of CO2 in climate change, claims that continue to dog Rusted on the campaign trail and leaders' debates, prompting him to become an independent. It had already been a bad year. Rusted's dad died in January, followed by his father-in-law in February. He had shingles in April and his mother died in July 2022, a month before his ouster. Rusted, now 61, contemplated retiring, but by February 2023, his wife of nearly 30 years had convinced him to join the BC Conservatives. She had long pushed him toward leadership, but Rusted said he never felt the need to be the person out front. "I always felt that I could contribute by supporting somebody else who had the skill sets and the ability to be able to do it," he said. Nonetheless, he became leader in March 2023, and was joined by former BC United Abbotsford South MLA Bruce Banman in September 2023, for a caucus of two. The party's subsequent meteoric rise was built on the backs of blogger Aaron Gunn's reviving of the party, and the Federal Conservative Party's popularity, with similar messaging. The failed rebrand of the BC Liberals to BC United, which caused voter confusion, was also a factor, as was the Conservatives' populist stance against everything from drug decriminalization and the carbon tax to vaccine requirements for healthcare workers. The BC Conservatives grew to a four-member caucus, before failed merger talks ended dramatically in August with Falcon pulling the plug on his party's campaign so as not to split the right-wing vote. Only a handful of BC United MLAs were picked up by the Conservatives. Prince George Vailment MLA Shirley Bond was among those rejected, because Rusted said she carried too much BC Liberal baggage. Rusted likes to tell the story of his interview with Tai'i Legislative Bureau Chief Andrew McLeod last year. Rusted said he was asked to define success and replied, "Winning." Asked if he meant winning his riding, Rusted said, "No, winning the election." It was a bold statement. The BC Conservatives received only 1.9% of the popular vote in the 2020 election. The last time they formed government was 1928. Now Rusted has success within sight. The most recent Leger poll puts his party at 46%. Ahead of the NDP at 43%. Born and raised in Prince George, Rusted is the youngest of three sons of Mother Molly, Mary, a homemaker originally from England, and Father Laurie, Lawrence, who was from Saskatchewan and partnered with his brother to form Gillorn Lumber Company, with their first sawmill on the Nechako River. Growing up, Rusted played several sports and describes himself as a bit of a rebel. "He was at times bored at school," he said, since it didn't challenge him enough. Parrot and politics. He took post-secondary sciences for a year, thinking he may want to be an engineer, but ultimately decided to go into business. Rusted worked in the forest industry for more than two decades, building a technology company, Western Geographic Information Systems Inc., that served as a consulting service for the resource sector. He met his wife, Kim Royal, when the two volunteered in theater in Prince George. Royal was a performer, producer and production manager, while Rusted worked behind the scenes. The couple, who married in 1995, got a pet African gray parrot named Biardi to round out their family. They wanted to have children, but in 2000, Royal was diagnosed with cervical cancer. Rusted said his wife said, "I release you from our marriage," knowing Rusted, who dotes on his six nieces and nephews, wanted kids. He said he never for a moment considered the offer. By 2000, he was fed up with the BC economy and contemplating a move to Calgary. He had two options, as he saw it, either to live with the economy or get involved, and I was ticked off enough that I wasn't just gonna live with it, so I decided I would get involved. Rusted was first elected as a school trustee in 2002, then 3 years later as the BC Liberal MLA for Prince George Ominka. He and Kim moved to Clucas Lake, an hour outside Prince George, in the Nechaco Lakes riding, which includes Vanderhoof, Houston, Burns Lake, and Fort St. James. There, Rusted has been re-elected four times since 2009 as a BC Liberal. He served as both Forests, Lands and Natural Resources Minister and Aboriginal Relations and Reconciliation Minister. In opposition, he was the forestry critic. He made a discovery. "I actually like politics," he said. Last month, Rusted announced the Rusted Rebate, which would exempt up to $3,000 a month in housing costs from provincial income taxes, starting with $1,500 in 2026. He has said he would repeal a law to penalize communities for not reaching housing targets, and scrap legislation to allow multifamily homes on single-family lots. On the health front, the BC Conservatives say they would implement activity-based funding for hospitals and health authorities as an incentive for providers to be more efficient and treat as many patients as possible, and a guarantee for out-of-province paid care for patients when diagnostic tests and surgical procedures exceed recommended wait times. Rusted has also said he would end the province's drug decriminalization pilot project, which he calls an absolute disaster, and transition drug overdose prevention sites to recovery intake sites, offering treatment information and services. Rusted would end the distribution of pharmaceutical alternatives to toxic street drugs, called Safe Supply. These drugs are not safe. They are dangerous. They are, as a matter of fact, they're finding their way into schools, and they're creating the next generation of addicts. On crime, health, the BC Conservative leader said he supports guaranteed minimum sentences for the small percentage of violent prolific offenders committing the majority of crimes, and involuntary treatment for repeat offenders assessed to be a harm to themselves and others who can't be dealt with through the legal system. He said he would allow parents greater say in the treatment of children in the throes of a mental health crisis and addiction. Rusted said if there's strong opposition to secure care, as the NDP faced in past attempts to bring in secure care, he'll get around it. If we get to the place where, quite frankly, we can't do it, then I'm prepared to use the notwithstanding clause, he said. I don't want to use that if I don't have to, but there are decisions that government needs to make for the benefit of society. He's promised to scrap the NDP's plan for all new vehicles sold in BC to be zero emission by 2035, stop the phase out of natural gas and eliminate the low-carbon fuel emission standard. Last week, Rusted said he would end ICBC's monopoly on basic auto insurance, opening it up to private competitors, and reverse bans on plastic straws. This week he pledged to get rid of tent cities. Since the writ dropped September 21, the NDP has released a near-daily barrage of video clips and posts in which Rusted or his candidates question everything from COVID vaccines to climate science. Last week Chris Sankey, the BC Conservatives candidate in North Coast Haida Gwaii, came under fire for a social media post suggesting the mRNA COVID vaccine causes AIDS. The BC Conservatives recently released their own video of Rusted's wife Kim inviting people to get to know the warm, loyal and devoted man. She knows. In the video, Rusted is shown happily chopping wood, cooking, hanging out with family, and talking to their pet parrot. Asked about worries that his party and candidates are untested, Rusted said he's not concerned because he's seen what politicians with 7 years in government have accomplished, very little, he argued. Rusted said the hundreds of people who packed into a Cobble Hill town hall on a sunny weekend in the last days of summer are representative of a groundswell he's seen throughout the province of people who are unhappy and want renewal. He said one young woman with a baby stroller in Vancouver stopped him, asked to give him a hug and said, "You're giving us hope. We need change." Having a parrot around the house, Rusted is accustomed to hearing the same phrases repeated, but that's one he said he can't hear enough. Saharnet at TimesColonist.com. Greater than profile of NDP leader David Eby. Greater than profile of Green leader Sonia Firstenau.